If you want to be better tomorrow than you are today, you've found the right podcast. We'll help you choose to be more positive, live more passionately, and be present in the moment. Welcome to the Passion by Choice podcast with your hosts, Dave and Denise.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 8 of our Passion by Choice podcast. This is Dave, here as always with Denise. And the title of today's episode is Nothing Changes If Nothing Changes. And this is a little tip of the hat to Ryan Tripp, founder of the Lean Life Project. Ryan runs a business here that focuses on nutrition and the just physical fitness aspect of just getting in shape. I'm actually a client of his. He does a great business. And he has that saying right there printed on some of his shirts and hats. And I just love it because truly, if you want something to change, but if you don't do anything different, how do you expect it to change? So we thought that it was a great title for today's episode.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Dave. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us. I remember you did a workout with Ryan pretty recently, and I went into his gym that he has there. And what a place to work out. I mean, it just everything about it inspires one to want to work out and get in that zone. But really up on the wall there, nothing changes if nothing changes. And I looked at Ryan the day that I was in his gym and saw that and was like, wow, love that. So inspiring.
Absolutely.
So yeah, my gosh, first of all, this is the last podcast of 2022. What a thing that is. Like, I know, that, right? 2022 is over. We are moving into 2023. I know everybody always says this, but I do feel like it is such the truth. As you get older, the years just fly by faster and faster. And so there's no better time than now, the present, to talk about not fearing change as we approach 2023 and we're knocking on that New Year's door. So it's something we want to dive right into. It's so important. I think it's interesting because when we started talking about our episodes and lining this one out, I really thought, you know, what I find to be super fascinating is I feel like at least years ago, we were all brought up with that mentality of not changing. You'd hear people tell you, hey, never change. Don't change. Don't change for anyone. All those sayings that went around that really instilled in your mind not to change.
And it wasn't, I don't think it was meant in that way, but I think on a subconscious level, it kind of implanted that in us. I mean, it's meant in the positive way. Hey, don't you ever stop being you, which we should never do. But I think subconsciously, it maybe starts that root of fearing change.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And, you know, the thought of wanting to change, wanting to be a better person with each day that passes is so important. And it's really what people, I think, and you'll get to know me by the end of this short episode, that you should want to do that. You should want to change for the good, of course. But you should look and seek out ways that make you change and become a better person, inch by inch, little by little, every single day.
Right. So that change, you know, while it may have set some of the roots on the fear of changing, if it's done for ourselves or to be a better version of ourselves, it's always a positive thing. And I think adopting the right mindset is the first layer of positive change. And having that mindset of, okay, you know what? Change can actually be a great thing if I'm doing it for the right reason. And I'm going to be a better person tomorrow than I am today. And I'm going to be positive and I'm going to work on myself and I'm just going to be better. Change is a great thing.
Yeah. For a lot of years, I was one of those people who feared change. And now thinking back, I don't know why, and we can get into this a little bit more in depth here in a couple of minutes, but I think it's really easy and really common to fear change. And so with that mindset shift, I think it's something that people need to focus on, that mentality of, I've got this. Look at yourself in the mirror. I like to start out my day and look at myself and say, I've got this.
You know, I think that we can be our own worst enemy, right? I mean, when you look at trying to implement change in our lives, which I think we all have done at one point or another, but you know, maybe we'll try to eat healthier. We will be determined that we're going to start working out. We're going to have a better mind and body and just feel better. We're maybe going to be more present with our family, or maybe we're going to be more positive, or maybe you're going to really work on controlling kind of your frustrations or your anger. Well, the challenge there is that we all want to do these things, but we start and we have one little slip up and boom, now we're our own worst enemy. And our mind tells us, you can't do this. Why are you even trying? You're going to fail. See, you just failed. And it's really, really challenging to keep that good, positive mindset and continue to move forward, like Denise said, inch by inch, day by day. And it's just so important that you're doing it for you. And you want to make these changes to be the person that you want to be. I mean, we all have that image of ourselves in our mind, right? That person that we know that we can be deep inside of us. And very few of us are actually that person, which actually is a beautiful thing, because we know that we can be better. We know that we can do better. We know that we can act better or more positively or more caring. So if we understand that and recognize that, and we want to do the changes to help better ourselves, and therefore it's going to better all those around us, it's a great thing. So lean into it, make those changes and be the person that you want to be, but don't fear the change as long as you're doing it for the right reason.
Yeah. And talking about being our own worst enemy, oh my goodness, in life and almost everything we do, I think that is the case. And I hate the word failure or fail. I just like to look at it as, okay, you try something and maybe you didn't succeed. Or maybe you even succeeded a little bit, but not to the level that you initially had planned out. But don't look at it as being a failure. Just get out of your own way. I want to challenge all of you guys to think of it as, hey, maybe I didn't succeed like I wanted to, but don't look at it as a failure and get out of your own way. Another big thing, and I think it is so prevalent with today's social media that's out there, and it's a shame, oh my goodness, is try not to care what others think. I look and it's saddening to me to just see the level of influence that's out there and to know that people are doing things in their lives every day caring what others think or how others are looking at them and judging them. Who cares? That freedom that you get when you just have that mindset of, I don't care what others think, and do it for you. Oh my gosh, it's so satisfying.
You know, it's a blessing and a curse getting older, right? I mean, for those of you that know me, I have issues with getting older. I don't like it. But with age comes some wisdom. And sometimes your give a darn gets busted. And the one thing that I do love about getting older is I really don't care what people think. I'm going to do me. I'm going to be me. And you know, I'm not above walking into a room wearing an absolutely outlandish, crazy outfit and talking in an accent and just being kind of a weird dude, because I'm kind of a weird dude sometimes, and I'm okay with that. And you know what? Half the people are going to laugh along with me and think that it was fun. And the other half are going to laugh at me. And you know what? I don't care. I really, truly, honest to goodness, don't care if they're laughing at me, because I'm doing what I do. So don't care what other people think on social media, for goodness sake. You don't know any of them.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. Those people that are probably laughing at you, I feel sorry for them, because they probably can't laugh at them at themselves. They're too critical. They're too judgmental. Yeah. They're not living a life of just careless, you know, footloose and fancy free. Yeah. Like, who cares?
Don't take yourself too seriously. Yeah. We're all going to end up the same way at the end. Yeah. Don't take yourself too seriously.
Yeah. And then I just like to think, like, what is the worst that will happen if you think, okay, I'm going to adopt this mindset. I've got this. Let's go get some goals and do it. Not fear change, move forward, full steam ahead. the worst that's going to happen is you may not meet your own expectations. And that's okay. Again, it's not failure. You're learning something then, and you just can move forward. You've learned something beautiful there where you know not to do it again, and just pick it right back up and try again.
Absolutely. Progress, not perfection. It's funny because on Friday, I actually, coming full circle now in this episode, I actually had a conversation with Ryan about my health and fitness goals. And we talked about the fact that it is not perfection, but it is progress. And I'm okay with making progress slowly, bit by bit. So that's the thing. What's the worst that can happen? Nothing. You tried to change. That's an okay thing. Embrace it. Lean into it.
Yeah. Let's do our thankful for's, Dave. How about we start ending the episode here?
You know, I'm going to keep it super simple and I'm going to keep it kind of silly. I am thankful for this very comfortable sweatshirt because I love it and it makes me warm. And there you go. That's what I'm thankful for today.
For those of you that can't see it, it is Jimmy Buffett sweatshirt, which is a super comfy sweatshirt, but also it has deep-rooted meaning to Dave. So that's awesome. I am thankful for 2022. I look back, Dave makes me this book every year. I won't go into it in depth. It sums up the year with pictures of our family. And so I just recently received that from him. And oh my goodness, what a great year 2022 was. So I want to remind you guys, say what you're thankful for out loud. It's so important. Thank you so much for listening. Remember to subscribe, like us, find us wherever you get your podcasts. Go to passionbychoice.com. You'll find all of our episodes there or follow us on Facebook. For the end of episode quote, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I love that because changing, you're going to be a little uncomfortable. It's okay.
All right. Next episode, we're going to be talking about tackling those New Year resolutions and how to succeed by doing that. All right, guys. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.